The South Florida Gulf Coast is seeing the worst red tide in a decade, and wildlife is suffering the consequences. Fish, dolphins, and manatees are washing up dead, and endangered sea turtles, which are currently in their nesting season, are dying as they head to the beach to lay their eggs. Dr. Heather Barron is a veterinarian and research director at the Crow Clinic in Sanibel, Florida. She joins us now. Dr. Barron, welcome.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
And how bad is it right now?
Well, it is definitely a struggle. We've had hundreds of seabirds, and right now about four times as many sea turtles as we would normally have by this time of year. Tons of fish every day, beautiful little seahorses and eels and our sea turtles, dolphins, manatees, even a whale shark. So it's really striking. We had 20 very large Goliath grouper washing up on our beaches. Four of them were over 200 pounds. It really is making a very demonstrable impact.
And this is because of red tide, which is an algae bloom. Tell us more about what exactly it is and why it's killing all of these animals.
There's probably over 200 different species of algae, but only about 20 of those are harmful algae. And what we're experiencing right now is known as a harmful algal bloom. And this particular type is what's known as red tide. And that's caused by an organism called Carinia brevis. And this organism produces a toxin known as brevetoxin that is a neuro or nerve toxin. And so what we see is that these animals' nervous systems are very affected by this toxin. They become very disoriented, and potentially if the toxin levels get high enough, they can even die.
And red tide comes every year, but this one has been around for longer than it usually stays.
This time it's been going on since about October of 2017, and so that's quite a long time. And of course, the other problem is that it's actually overlapping with the sea turtle breeding season.
Right.
And that normally goes from April through to October. And so, unfortunately, with the two coinciding, those large adult critically endangered sea turtles spend most of the year out at sea, but of course they come into our near shore waters to come up on our beaches to do their nesting. And it is certainly going to have a tremendous impact, particularly on sea turtles nesting in our waters, because of course sea turtles show nest site fidelity, which means they come back to the same area year after year to nest. So I have no doubt that we'll see the impact from this particular bloom for years to come.
And we're already seeing it. And I've seen some of the photos of, you know, a dead sea turtle, a sea turtle that was being treated at the clinic for the rehabilitation of wildlife in Sanibel. So you're already seeing the effects of this. But why is it so bad? Is this human activity? Is this climate change? What's causing the red tide to stick around for so long?
Well, again, it is a natural phenomenon. However, there is no doubt that people are contributing to it. And of course, there's a confluence of factors that really result in having such a bad red tide. And some of them are natural factors. For example, Hurricane Irma, which came through and hit our state pretty hard back in 2017, really kind of stirred up everything in Lake Okeechobee. And that included decades worth of fertilizer. And of course, algae are just a plant, basically, and they're going to expand their growth and their numbers with those kinds of nutrients in the water. The warmth of the water, certainly climate change has been a big factor. The fact that the winds are coming from offshore, so that's pushing all the algae in and keeping it, you know, kind of next to our shore. So all those things are definitely having an impact.
What's the risk of red tide for humans? I know that I've been around a beach when red tide has been there, and you can kind of feel it when you take a breath.
If it's bad enough, and certainly right now it is pretty bad, or if you have a human who has an underlying respiratory illness, for example, asthma, people will be fairly severely affected. The other way that sometimes people are occasionally exposed is through what's known as neurotoxic shellfish poisoning. Hmm. In other words, they actually eat shellfish from the affected area. And in that case, they can present with signs very similar to the animals that we're getting in at Crow. So severe gastrointestinal distress. So you might be spending a lot more time in the bathroom than you normally would. And if it gets bad enough, potentially even neurologic signs, and potentially even death.
That is Dr. Heather Barron, who's a veterinarian and research director at the Crow Clinic in Sanibel, Florida, talking with us about red tide. It has been around now for much longer than usual. Dr. Barron, thank you.
Thank you. It's a pleasure as always.